Well, look who's home from college. Welcome back, my stupid big brother. I hate the fact that you're my brother, let alone my big brother. You were only born 10 minutes before me. There goes my entire weekend. No, sorry, I can't even pretend to be nice, even for a few days. I do see you brought me back coffee and donuts from that place I like. You can put them on the nightstand as an offering if you wish, but you know me being nice is so not going to happen. That's not the kind of relationship we have, and it really doesn't fit into my entire goth lifestyle. You have the luxury of living in the dorms at your college while I'm just doing online classes for now. I asked very specifically and as politely as possible for me to do so, for you to wait one more week before coming home. Mom and Dad are gone this weekend. I have finals coming up. But asking was a mistake, of course. Just made you want to come home even more. Not because there'd be good home cooking. I can't speak for you, but I'm eating ramen and fast food the next few days. And it's not to get your laundry done for you. Mom would do it for you, but not me. It's still cheaper for you to do it at home, and our washer and dryer are better anyway than what you have in the dorms. I'm definitely not helping with it, though. You'd probably just be hoping I got stuck in one of the machines. Oh, you know why. So that your twin sister could be stuck halfway into the dryer or something with the lower part of her body exposed. Don't think I don't know about your perverted little incest fetish. Oh, you'd never act on it or try to force me to do anything. So I guess for once in my life, I'm grateful to you. But the last time you were home, I stumbled on your browser history on your laptop. It was very eye-opening. Don't worry, I won't tell. I don't want to be known as the girl with the pervert brother. Oh, I may use the information and evidence I have to get a few extra favors from you. This weekend might be more takeout than ramen after all. I don't even hate you for it. Mainly because there's only so far that emotion can go. Basically, I just kind of wish you'd die. Death is kind of a weird thing, though. I didn't realize that there's a long history of mysterious deaths associated with our family. I was doing a family tree for one of my classes, which was interesting. I ended up going through a lot of information on the internet, records and diaries that our family's kept. You know how much death fascinates me. Take our dad, for example. Not Dad, the guy we've known most of our lives. We didn't know until we were teens that he was our stepdad and had adopted us after he and Mom married when we were just kids. Our real dad died in a random workplace accident while Mom was still pregnant with us. Then there was Grandma, Mom's mom. She also remarried after her first kid, although Mom was the first one. Grandma was kind of a hippie, and apparently so was Grandpa. Supposedly, he overdosed at some concert while Grandma was pregnant with Mom. But it doesn't end there. Great Grandma got married to her boyfriend the weekend before he was shipped overseas in the Second World War. She got pregnant with Grandma while he ended up dying in battle. Yeah, it's morbid, but then again, so am I. But more than that, it's a clear pattern. Bad things happen to the first lovers of all the women in our bloodline. I just gave you the details going back 3 generations, and I got Mom and Grandma to admit they'd never been with a man before they had sex with their first husbands. But the farther back in our maternal bloodline I dig, the more it matches the pattern. The man who takes their virginity dies. Sometimes it's a year or two later, like with our dad. In at least one case, it was while they were still on their honeymoon. Obviously, there's a curse. It's really good I found out, too. I was planning on becoming sexually active. Not with anyone specifically, just some lucky boy or girl. But now that I find out that I'm cursed and will kill the person that takes my virginity, well, that changes everything. You see, I do want to have sex, but I don't want to kill some innocent person, especially one I cared about enough to have sex with. On the other hand, I do kind of want to see you die. And you do seem to want to have sex with me. Well, what do you say, big brother? Do you want to finally fuck your goth sister? I only make the offer because I expect the curse to strike and for you to die in a way that can't be traced back to me in any way. Then I'm free to have sex with anyone else and not see them die in unusual ways. I can tell you don't believe me. Not on the sex part and not on the curse part. I'm not sure which part is harder for you to believe, but I can prove both of them to you. Once we're actually having sex, that'll prove the first. And then when you die, that'll prove the second. Up until then, you'll never believe the curse part. Not like me, I'm convinced of it. But your lack of belief in it and my complete belief in it are just good reasons for us to have sex. Sure, I don't really want to have sex with you. Not like you secretly do with me, but despite my preoccupation with death, I don't want just anyone to die. So you pop my cherry and trigger the curse. I move on to different people and at some point you die and suddenly I'm not the only one showing up dressed all in black to a family event. I already have my outfit picked out for your funeral. It'll be something special because I'll be there not just as your sister, but as your former lover. Speaking of goth outfits, do you like this one? The corset I wear is kind of the centerpiece of it. I've been corset training since before you went to college a few years ago. Now, even as I undo it and remove it, my body still keeps its shape. Oh, the corset is probably doing some bad things to me internally, but that's part of the fun. It's maybe not any worse than the accumulated effect of all those donuts you bring home, or the drinking I sometimes do with my friends, especially the absinthe when we can get it. It tastes like death, which is why I can't get enough of it. I think at this point it's just easier to remove the panties. There's so much jewelry, and then there's the stockings and the boots and the dress itself. And of course the makeup all over me stays, but the panties. Take those off and you have direct access to my pussy. See? The panties have officially dropped, and if I lift this skirt, well, now suddenly this doesn't seem like such a tease. Or does it? I guess this is hypothetically something I could see myself doing. I might flash my big brother. Probably would have been more likely to be my breasts, since everyone wants to see them. Every brother needs a big-tittied goth sister, after all. Even though they're barely contained in this dress, they'd be harder to get out at this point than you'd think. But here's my pussy, and it's yours if you want it. We both know you do. I really don't want to have sex with you, but if I have to kill someone with my pussy, it might as well be you. I wouldn't miss you, that's for sure. Anyway, big brother, if you still think this is a tease, then watch as I get onto my bed. It's still cute and pink. My decorations haven't caught up with my clothing. I still kind of like cute things too, so it's not too bad. Maybe you like cute things too? That's why, as I get onto my hands and knees, I'll pull up the skirt of my dress so you get a view of my cute pussy from behind. I'm yours for the taking. At the very least, don't you have to try? Can you take the chance I'm not telling the truth? The worst that comes with trying and being shot down is a bruised ego, but if you try and succeed, well, actually, if I'm right, you'll end up dead soon, but Not until you fucked your hot goth twin sister and taken her virginity. Men tend to disregard the consequences when sex is concerned. You don't even really believe me about the curse. That's just some vague, improbable, intangible threat. But my pussy is very well defined in front of you. It's increasingly probable for you. It's very, very tangible. And it's no direct threat to you at all. Yeah, take off your clothes. As much as I hate you perving on me, I have to admit knowing you have this sick and twisted side is kind of cool. It makes you more interesting than you'd be otherwise. Plus, I've never been around someone that I knew was gonna die soon. That's kind of cool too. Especially knowing that I'll be the untraceable cause of it. I'm actually kind of turned on because of it. When I look at you as you get onto the bed, I can sense the aura of death around you. And as you move up behind me, I can feel it through my skin and with my very tortured soul. Don't ask me if I'm sure about this. I've never been more sure about anything in my life. You have a lot more at stake than I do anyway. I'll just be losing my virginity to my big brother. You'll be signing your death sentence. But you'll also be fucking me. You don't believe you're at risk, but knowing you and other men, I kind of think you'd do it anyway. Well, come on, big brother. I can feel your cock touching my pussy. Are we gonna do this? Are you going to do me? Oh, you're doing it. You're slowly pushing your cock into me. As it opens me up, you're sealing your fate. Oh, you're actually fucking me. That would be a bad idea under any circumstance, just from me being your sister. But now you're activating my curse. Oh, you're a dead man. Oh, I may overuse that phrase a lot when you're concerned. And it's doubly relevant right now. If you'd put your cock into me under any other circumstance than this, I would kill you very directly. I've given a great deal of thought to murder and murdering you specifically. But now that you've taken my virginity, the curse is going to take you. Just as surely as you're taking me. Oh, taking me ever so eagerly as you thrust in and out of me from behind. Oh, I should probably be hating this more. You're my brother after all, and I do hate you, but at the same time, I think hate fucking might be my thing. And incest is dark enough in my head where I can kind of see some appeal to it. It's not why you're into it. You're just a pervert. But I've always been turned on by boys that are bad for me. And you're as bad for me as they come. Oh, and I do love the idea of getting fucked by someone with a curse on them. Someone that I know is going to die. That's dark too, and there's that supernatural element on top of it. Oh, but this also feels good. I can feel your cock sliding in and out of my pussy. Oh, I know it's my brother's cock, but somehow that doesn't ruin the sensation as much as it should. Oh, I feel good. I feel like a succubus draining the life energy from you to power my lust. Oh, yeah. Keep fucking me from behind like a dog. I'm wearing the right collar for it. You're not dead yet, but you're dying whether you believe it or not. There's one thing I didn't explain to you. Oh, you need to come in me. to impregnate me. Maybe more than the loss of virginity, that's what triggers the curse. There needs to be a female descendant to keep the curse going, and there always has been. Oh, and there always will after you come in me. I'll get pregnant because that's the way the curse works. Don't worry about it. You won't be alive long enough to get in trouble for getting me pregnant. Not like I'd tell, especially once you died. That would just be suspicious. You're gonna do it, aren't you? All of this is such a bad idea, and coming in me is even worse. Oh, but you're too far gone to care. You just want to fill your twin's womb with your cum. That should be something you fear, even if you don't believe in the curse. But I actually do kind of love how depraved you are. You perved on me for so long, and now you're fucking me, but I'm the one who's corrupting you now. Corrupting and killing you with my body, my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fill that pussy. Fill your sister's pussy and make sure you've activated the curse. And make sure you make me come. Because suddenly that's important too. I don't think it's needed for the curse, but it's needed by me, so... Oh, pound me harder and harder until... Oh, that's it. Oh, come in me. Oh. Oh. Well, I'm free now. I'm free to fuck who I want without killing them. You're going to die, of course, but I can't really get too worked up over that. God, but I did just work up an appetite. Give me those donuts. You always get me a nice variety to choose from. I think I'll pick this one. It's cream-filled just like me. Oh, you want some? You think you deserve something nice after fucking your own sister? Here, have a donut hole, perv. Open wide. Hey, you're supposed to chew those things, you know. And, not start to turn blue? Oh, this is it. This is the curse. You're choking on a donut hole just like a minute or two after we fucked. I can look into your eyes as they're filled with fear. Fear and realization that I was right. And knowing that you're gonna die. All I have to do is watch. Damn it. Hold still a second. Let me get behind you. Stop struggling. This is the Heimlich maneuver, stupid. One, two, three. And out comes the donut hole. I guess I did learn something in school after all. Don't get the wrong idea. I didn't save you because I liked you. It's just that, you dying now would be really suspicious, and they could probably tell you had just boned someone. Then I pop out a girl 9 months later? Yeah, that doesn't look good for me. Besides, the curse is probably more stubborn than that. I'm sure it'll kill you later, you know, at a more convenient time for me. Maybe we need to help it along a little by having more sex. I do owe that much to the dead man. Plus, I don't want to risk that the next person I fuck dies because you didn't. Maybe you'll be more hesitant about fucking me in the future. It did almost kill you once. But something tells me seducing you again won't be too hard, will it, big brother? Your little goth sister and her cute little pussy can be very... very convincing.